Everybody left, so I guess that's my cue. It is okay. My name is Louis Gutierrez. I'm not a pastor, but they call me pastor, and I just want to make that known. I don't know, is that too loud, or I feel, is that too loud? I'm not really much of a mic. You hear me? Okay. Sometimes I get loud, though. See, that's why I say, you sure you want me to have a mic? Because sometimes I get a little loud. I get a little charismatic, maybe. No, but I won't get, just bear with me. Yes, my name is Lewis. I work at the school, and I know that you've been, I try to say I'm not a pastor because I know a lot of churches call me that, but I just want to make sure I'm not trying to get that label. I'm just a man that loves the Lord. I'm just a man that found the Lord. In my 20s, I did go for pastoral a little bit, trying to get, lay preaching was a back in the day, was supposed to be the thing that they, with these lay preachers, you go get certified through the conference, and because our pastors would be thrown in jail, and I wish they pushed more of that, get the young people to go and, you know, teach a little theology, and it's very good courses, and it teaches you how to do sermons and all that. They used to emphasize that a lot. So anyway, I stayed in the church, but I went in business and all that. But it wasn't around till, you know, 08, 09 that I just felt this calling that the Lord just said, you need to close up and share a message. So ever since then, I've been going all around Central and a little down south and preaching the message. So I guess maybe I would thought I wanted to be a pastor, and then you never know what, as years go on, that you turn around and maybe you're doing pastoral speaking. But it's been a blessing. As 2019 goes away, whatever situation we've been in, whatever pit we've been in, just know that we got a new year coming. And that if we focus and keep our eyes on the Lord, that we will see a blessing out of our turmoil. So I get to do my notes as I see that there's a lot more younger group here. A lot more younger men and women. I'm going to change over, so I'll take all my theology and all my history, thinking I know a lot, so I get to do a little common sermon. How's that? The best ones. As we read our scripture, Genesis 50. But as you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good, in order to bring about it this day, to save my people. You meant evil against me. You hurt me. But it came for good. At the end of the story, Joseph. I love that story. Because it talks about our life. Joseph went through emotional problems. Emotional hurts. Just as I and you experienced. But he made a decision, just as we are to make a decision. Because at the end of the day of our life, one day, Jesus will be back soon. And it's those little decisions we do every day, especially as a young age. So we'll go back and go over Joseph. Dear loving and gracious Father, I am just a man that is seeking more of you. Father God, just be with me, with Phyllis, fill this presence with thy Holy Spirit. It's not about me. It's your holy word. Touch us. Bring us closer to you. Prepare us for that beautiful and glorious day that I cannot wait to see and be with you forever. In Jesus' name, amen. Joseph was an ordinary man. He had no special advantages. He was a human like you and me. He had a free will like you and me. His choice is to do the will of God and not his. He even lived in a dysfunctional home. He didn't have a great background. You know, remember his grandma told his father to go steal his uncle's birthright. his brother, one of his brothers, was having an affair with his father's maiden. They were liars. They even got together and murdered behind his father's back a group of people. Joseph was in a dysfunctional family. We've all been there. I have a dysfunctional family. But Joseph, see, he listened. He kept the promise. Even though he didn't want to follow his brother's footsteps, even though it was tempting, because it is tempting. When someone gets you angry, it's easy just to get back at them. Revenge, you can't wait to get back. Oh, yeah, he hurt me. I'll wait till I get him, my turn. All these steps that Joseph chose every day of his life, he either can go that way with his brothers or go this way with his father Jacob has told him. Joseph, in a young age, decided to stay faithful. Whatever age you're at, it's not too late. It's not too late. It's never too late because you are here today. God has brought you here and God has given you another chance. God has gave me a second chance today. And he wants me to make those choices towards him. As temptation comes my way, as temptation comes your way, every day, as yesterday, as I made more and more choices, it's habits. It's choices that learning that, Father God, I choose you this day. Forgive me for my slip up. Forgive me for what I said. But today I choose you. I continually choose you. You know, as the story goes, we'll go back to Genesis 37. That as we see that his dysfunctional family, deceitfulness, and all, you know, everything that he has, we have today in our families. Dysfunctional. No excuses. Joseph had every right to go the other way, according to us, as we justify our wrongs. But he said, no. I choose to follow God, even if they made evil for me. Something good will come out of it. As I go and I talk to many people, the last couple, I just love talking. I go out in the streets, just talk to people. I go out and the young, I see a lot more young homeless people. It saddens my heart. I just want to know, how do you get there? What happened? I'm just an ear, listen. I don't sit there and tell my TA, this is what you need to do. I tell people, I can't fix you. Hey, counselors are great. Doctors are great. But the greatest healer is there. The greatest counselor is there. The one that loves you is there. He has not abandoned you. There's nothing that you can do that God can love you more or less. Do you understand? I can't do no more. I can't preach no more sermons. I can't do no more good for him to love me more. He loves me. And he's continually wanting there. I have a free will. And even when I choose wrong and I'm going the wrong way, he's waiting. Have you learned yet? Because I'm here. I'm here. Come back. He doesn't abandon me. I abandon him. Joseph, at a young age, was taught this. Follow. And sometimes, as he went in his beautiful coat, you know, when the guy that's kind of like a goody-good-two-shoe, I could hear his brothers telling him that. You're a goody-good-shoe. Good shoe, right? You always want to turn in your homework. You always want to be good. You want to get the A. Come on, man. What's the big deal? Be late once in a while. Don't turn it in. Be late. Who cares about your grades? Be like us. But he knew. No. I choose to do my best. I choose to keep my eyes on the Lord. One day, Joseph took a stroll. I'll just tell the story in bits and pieces, okay? And as he took a stroll, he went to go check on his brothers. His brothers see him. And as they see him approaching, all that anger and jealousy built up. All that dreamer, this dreamer, man, dreaming he's gonna be king, dreaming he's somebody, dreaming that he's the loved one, dreamer. And they seen him. And they let it build up year after year. And they were, as it was growing, they see him and decided to do something evil. Let's get him and kill him. Of course, one brother said, no, we can't do that. Fine. Let's throw him in the pit. I could see Joseph coming up, maybe happy. Yeah, maybe he tattletaled and he just obeyed his father. I don't know so much about tattletaling. I didn't like, my brother was a tattletale. I didn't like it. I don't like tattletales, but he was obeying his father. I could see him going out there happy to see his own blood, his own family, his own brothers that he loved. And they grabbed him and turned on him and threw him in the pit. Grabbed him and turned on him and threw him in the pit. Have you ever been rejected? It doesn't feel good. Rejection has no... Rejection, it hurts. It creates anxiety. It creates about selfness, pain, sorrow, loneliness. Here's this pit that you're in. Joseph was in. Looking at the walls. Anger. Why did they do this? Lord, why did this happen to me when I'm serving you? I don't know. That's the biggest question I hear a lot. I served the Lord and this happened to me. God turned his back on me. Through the experience of my life, I say this, that God... Each and every one of us has a free will. And God does not want us to go through pain and suffering. That's not his will. But each and every one of us has a free will. And he will not intervene with that will. And when someone does something bad to you, it's not his will for you to go through that pain. It's not his will for you to go through divorce. It's not his will for you to be rejected and lonely. It's not his will to see you suffer when someone... when a loved one dies. But yet, we have to understand there's a bigger picture. See, Joseph didn't quite get it at first. He was only 17. 17 years old. And he is learning step by step. I don't want to follow this route. I want to stay focused. Even though when I'm staying focused on this, bad things ain't turning out as good. But I'm going to stay focused. Remember the scripture reading, because we're going to go back to that. I went from the end to the beginning. He didn't know what was, you know, as he felt that anger, that pain. If you allow anger and pain to grow, your judgments will be not great. As a young age, Joseph had to make a decision. He felt revengeful. He felt angry, alone, abandoned. We all felt that way at one time. The rejection he felt must have been extremely intense, creating severe anxiety. Potential rejection and abandonment haunts every human relationship. Our friends can turn our backs on us. Our children, parents may... disown us. Our own parents. I don't want you no more. Get out. Go let someone else. I have no love for you. Even in the church, we can get disfellowshipped. The church can disown you. The employees might even say, guess what, Lewis? Don't need you here at the school no more. See you. Rejection. respects neither gender, social class, intelligence, education, or race. Doesn't matter. Joseph got rejected here. Joseph was in the pit. He had to make a serious decision because the other group allowed that anger, that jealousy, to grow. And when you allow something to grow, you don't make room for what's the most important thing, the fruits of the Spirit. God's grace, God's love. The sooner you realize that, the faster you enjoy life as what God is meant to be. Joseph had serious issues, serious decision. Do I lift his name in my rejection, in my tears, in my loneliness, in my hurt? Do I lift his name? How can my family do this? As I said, I do not know God. God gives us, allows us to have free will. And there's so many stories when a drunk driver goes, leaves a bar and goes out and kills a Christian family. It's sad. Yes, God can intervene at any time, but you got to remember, God, there's a bigger picture here. We know it's the controversy. There's a bigger picture that God is showing the universe, as the Bible says, we're a specter, we're a theater. The other people are wondering, what is this sin about? What does sin really cause? And here we can see a glimpse at what sin causes, that a group of brothers abandoning his own brother, threw him in the pit, wanted him to die. And God is saying that I have to allow this to see that, for you to be convinced. What is anger doing for you? What is hatred doing for you? What is jealousy? How is that making you feel? Loneliness. What is that doing for you? He wants us to understand what sin is. And he doesn't want us to have a taste for it. You know that bad taste. You know, maybe sometimes you bite into something and it ain't very good. Horrible. Maybe too much seasoning. But then when you can bite in something that's so good and delicious, you know that potluck right there? You can bite into, that's good. He wants us to experience that. He gave Lucifer free will. His own son, in a perfect galaxy, gave him free will. And at the end, when he comes, we can see why, with the glory. You meant it bad, but it was good. Because it shows once and for all, when he comes back, sin will no longer ring again. Sin is done away with. The universe is convinced. Us saints are convinced. We want no part of it. We want no part of it. It's done enough destruction. I've learned that what sin can do. Then as Joseph goes on in his life, he gets falsely accused. For 10 years, he gets locked up. And in those 10 years, he still made that decision. I follow you, Lord. His own boss could have killed him. But they even knew, just the way he walked, just the way his character was. The Bible says many times, he's filled with the Spirit. He should have been killed a long time ago. Life, as a young adults, young people here, college ain't easy. But just as Joseph, I'm telling you, little by little, wake up and make a decision, a conscious decision, to step towards God. Doesn't matter what age you are now, it's not too late. Make that decision to get up. Lord, I'm giving you more time today. Lord, I'm giving you more conversation today. Lord, I'm giving you more recognition. Because I've been looking in the mirror and I've been just doing what I've been doing and it ain't working out. But when I'm seeing you and you seeing me and we're recognizing it, and there's something in my heart that changes. There's something that I start to realize that I am a child of God. There's something that, you know what? There is joy in this life. There is peace. Or you could stay in the pit and look at the walls and be destroyed. That's not what God wants. That's what the other person wants. He wants you to stay in the pit. Sorrow. I can't do it. I can't go forward. My stomach is twisting. Lewis, you don't get it. Anxiety. Illnesses. It's getting me sick. But I know who gets it. Jesus. Joseph looked up out of the pit. He could have stayed in the walls and died. But as he looked up out of the pit, he seen light. Even though he got transferred and away from his family, he took that faith. They didn't have a Bible back then. We have an advantage. That's another thing. We have a Bible. He didn't. But he took what his father told him. That God loves you. That you are a child of God. That you're special. That you're somebody. You are somebody. Follow God. His father kept telling, worship God. I'm telling you, don't leave God. Even if you made a wrong choice, even if you made the mistake, don't leave him. He remembered. Yes, he did have breakdowns, Joseph. To sit there and say that, oh yeah, he was in the pit and all that, no. Ellen White talks about that. Anxiety. Ellen White talked about his loneliness. Ellen White talks a lot about his emotions. Just like you and me. But at that, he just remembered, I'm going to keep looking up. I'm going to keep looking up. Life is going to throw curveballs at you. That's a fact. But it's what you do with those curveballs. You could throw them back and say, nope, I'm still on the field following the Lord, my coach. He is my coach. I ain't leaving the team. I struck out 6 times already. My batting average is horrible. My football skills are horrible. My basketball, I haven't made a shot in 3 games. Nope. Mm-mm. But the coach wants me on the team. The coach is saying, no, get back in. Uh-uh. Joseph, as he was in prison, he knew. I'm staying on the team. I'm staying on. Even though some bad things might be happening, but yet as you see as time goes on, this has took years now. This is not one thing you learn in a month or two. Just even if you lost a loved one. Even if whatever happens in homes, you know, if you keep your eyes on God, the goodness will see your heart. Okay? It's not all about the physical and material. God ain't worried about that because, you know, far as I remember what I read, well, I know what I read, I'm going to be walking on gold, and I want gold in my pockets right now. Jewels, all the necklace, all the bling bling's going to be on the walls. I want it on me. But here I am, going to be walking, and it's going to be on the wall. It means nothing. He's worried about this. This transforming into that. Into his will. You are not alone when you're going through the pit. But don't leave the team. Don't give up. Stay. Because as you get older, you will see. Hey, I was supposed to be preaching 20 years ago. Now, the last 8 years, that's all I've been doing. I did not know. See, you don't know. We think we have a little, patience. God has infinity of a time of patience. We can't even wait for 30 minutes. I want it now. But yet I'm a little older now, and he still has patience with me. And sometimes my neighbor, I've been living by him for 7 years, and I think sometimes my patience ran out with him. Maybe sometimes some of the members. Man, this brother here, oh, man. But yet God has patience for you. God has patience with me. He's a patient God, a loving God. And he wants the best for you. Even when life throws a curveball, you're going to go in your closet. You're going to go in your pit. You're going to feel abandoned. You're going to feel so alone. Go through it. Cry. Joseph wept many times. He says he wept. But one day, when you see the clouds, you're going to weep. It ain't going to be a weeping of sorrow and pain. It's going to be a weeping of joy. As his sons, as he named his two sons, one son was named to not to remember what got him here, but his second son was to say that, wow, I see the blessings now, God. See, life is going to be obstacles. But just as Joseph, every day in his life, he chose. And at the end, we could, life wasn't that great. Satan, you may, put me in people's choices and my choices and all that, meant me to fall. But it was for the good for me to get only closer, but to allow God's character, his spirit, to dwell in me. And I'm staying on the team, no matter what is thrown at me. Joseph stayed on the team. He battered up all the way to the end of his life. And even though he lived in Egypt in the most richest, the most beautiful country, living in America, there's food at the stores. You can have any car you want. You can have a house over here. You're beautiful. He was living in America. But that wasn't his home. Because he told Pharaoh, when I die, I ain't dying here. I'm dying up there. That's my home. Take my body out of here. This isn't my home. This is not my home. Hey, I love America. I love Armona. I love Lemoore. I love where the school. I grew up in, Lemoore. Hey, I love it. But I want to be resurrected up there. That's my home. And that's what Joseph said at the end of his walk. It wasn't a pretty walk. Remember, Joseph was just like you and me. Sometimes we read the Bible and we see that these guys have an advantage. It's not fair. The reason why he could walk that way is because he was part of God. He had special powers. No. He was just like you and me. I think we have the advantage, though. We have so much technology, and we get to carry this. I have like 6 or 7 of these free. They're not talented. I can read it anytime I want. Joseph didn't have a Bible. He just had what his father told him. So as we finish this, I pray that as you go through your trials, your pit, whatever it is, whether it be family, medical, health, Lewis, you don't know my... Hey, I know who knows about your health. Mental, addiction, I know who knows. God. And he's saying, stay on the team. Stay with me. Choose me this day. Follow. Dear loving Father, thank you so much for these stories. Thank you so much for Joseph, for he was just like us. But Lord, Joseph chose. He learned to give his will to you. just as we're learning here, Father God. Fill us with thy spirit. Put your presence around us. In Jesus' name, amen.